Like I say, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be here again this evening in this service. Trust and pray the Lord have His way in the gathering tonight. Glad to have each and every one of you that's here. Appreciate the song service tonight. Really do. We're going to read some very familiar scripture to you tonight. Now, the book of Isaiah, the 61st chapter. Isaiah chapter 61. First chapter, book of Isaiah. I'm going to start with the first verse. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. And they shall build the old wastes, and they shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And the strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offerings. And I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. And all that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Now I'm going to continue on with the 62nd chapter. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a name which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. For thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. But thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. Now that's reading a good little bit, 61st chapter of Isaiah, and also a little bit out of the 62nd. We could go on, and he tells in the 62nd chapter, he begins to tell what he's fixing to do unto his people. He's going to set a watchman over them. Now, I don't guess I'll get into all that. Now, I want you to think for just a minute with us. You've had this, you know this scripture, and this scripture has been read and preached on, no doubt many, many, many be the time. But nonetheless, this is the closest thing that we have. Now, the writer here, Isaiah, in the 61st and the first verse, he wasn't talking about himself. He is talking about another. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. You go over in the New Testament and you'll find a day when Jesus had went into the temple and they handed him the book to read, and he began to read. And he read this verse. He read this scripture. And when he had read these verses, he closed the book and handed it back to the priest. And he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. In other words, it's come. It had come. This was something that was prophesied that Christ himself was going to bring. And Christ did bring. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Brethren, if anybody in this world had ever been sent with that of the Spirit of God, it was his Son.
Amen.
Thank God. The scripture teaches us that God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost, them three are one. They're the same. One. But brethren, it was needful that this scripture be fulfilled. Brethren, it was going to bring things, brethren, to a group of people, brethren, that was dying and living
in misery, my friend. They most certainly was. They had thought, my friend, that all hope was gone. Brother, they thought that desolation was all they'd ever find. But brother, God give them something to overcome the world with. Yes, he did. Glory, thanks be to God. Can I tell you something? Brethren, God's give us something that we can overcome this world with. Yes, sir. Brethren, you'll never, ever overcome evil, brethren, with evil tonight. Can't be done. The Bible says that be not overcome with evil, of evil, but overcome evil with good. With good. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes that's not the easiest thing to be done. But brethren, it's the right thing to be done. Glory! Glory, thanks be to God. Woo! We ought to shout. Thank God for what Jesus has brought to us today. Woo! Preacher, we can't feel good all the time. I would to God we could. Wouldn't you? We don't all the time. We don't. Brother, we all face things, my friend, that just turn us upside down. And we don't know what we're going to do. Yeah. Woo!
Bless him, Lord.
Glory to God! My first impression, my friend, when things come to me, my friends, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
What are we going to do? You may not have ever been there. You know, it doesn't matter what you face in this life, my friend, but the Lord can help you.
Amen.
He can. You say, preacher, you're just on a soapbox. I got news for you. I know one thing, God, that can heal. He can heal this land, brother. But this land, I'm going to have to pay some attention to it.
Amen.
Lord, it's pitiful.
Bless him, Lord.
Everybody you talk to, you get around folks and you get to talking just a few minutes and they'll talk about things and I'll fall right in there. I say, it's sick.
Bless him, Lord.
It's sick what's going on. Yes, it is. Thank God I know a doctor. Brother, they can heal the sickness today.
Yes,
yes, he can.
Yeah.
I'm afraid they're going to be more sick.
Yeah.
Don't you? It's about like brethren going to the doctor and them giving you something, my friend, to help you with, and you go home and lay it up on the shelf and say, I'm better off without it.
Yeah.
What'd you go to the doctor for?
Yeah.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach, listen, good tidings unto the meek. Good tidings unto the meek. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. They didn't live under the day of salvation. They didn't know what it was, brethren, for their sins not to be imputed unto them.
Yeah.
They didn't know that. They had lived under that. You know the scripture. You know what they was under, how they was under the law. Brethren, and how it only atoned for 1 year. For 1 year only. And then at the end of that year, brethren, they had to bring back more sacrifices. And it would atone for another year. You don't think, my friend, they was in mourning. I know we don't. I'll just be honest with you. We don't understand the type of mourning and the weeping and the bitterness that they felt because of what had control of them, my friend. Can I tell you something? If you're a child of God, there ain't no happier place than when Jesus is in control. Bar anything. It doesn't matter what your social status is. It doesn't matter, brethren, how you are in this life. Brethren, they ain't nothing that'll take the place of Jesus to satisfy you. And he will. He can. I say a lot of times, have said it a lot of times, that I love the song. Little Dolly and Lois used to sing. Talking about the longing. That I search for him. And this song's pretty true. I searched for him, and I knew not what I searched for. I knew not what I searched for. You might say, preacher, there's a lot of folks growed up in church, been in church all their life. And brethren, they base what they have on what they've seen out of others. But I've got news for you. Brethren, that won't hold water. Brethren, it won't hold your soul. It's going to take a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Outside of that, brethren, you're bound for hell tonight. I searched for him, and I knew not what I searched for. I longed for him, and I knew not what I longed for. But when I found Jesus, then I searched no more. Woo! Thank God for it. Satisfied.
Yes, amen.
Satisfied in Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah. Thank God. Woo! I feel more like shouting than I do anything, just to be honest with you.
Amen.
But the truth of it is, my friend, there is no substitute for Jesus.
No.
Do you know that? You go back and dig up the woman that had the issue of blood. And ask her who helped her. Huh? She's been all she had going to God. The Bible says she grew worse. But rather grew worse. But perhaps she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Woo! I know he's got One touch. Dillard and Joyce sings, one touch sufficient. Woo!
Hey.
One touch, thank God. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory! is mine, trust is mine.
Yeah.
All to him.
Amen.
I now resign.
Amen.
Thank God. I've been redeemed. Amen. Yeah. Redeemed. Jesus brought relief. The Bible says that the poor had the gospel preached unto them. John sent his own disciples, them that had followed him. He said, you go down yonder. John wound up in jail, in prison. And he sent his disciples. He said, you go down yonder and ask him. Is he the one?
Amen.
Or should we look for another? Huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something, folks. They must have spent a little time down there.
Yes.
They just didn't go down there and ask him. They went down there, and when the Lord sent them back, he said, you tell John what you've seen and what you've heard. You say, preacher, what did he do? He done exactly what he said in this verse. They went back, brethren, they went back. I believe old John rejoiced, don't you? Right there in prison.
Yeah.
In prison. I thought a lot of times people said, well, how in the world can you rejoice in prison? It's according to what you're there for. Old Paul and Silas rejoiced.
Yeah.
Did they not? I come at that in a little bit. I'm just going to land Lord. I told you I felt a little bit anyway.
Bless the Lord.
And I don't understand some things, brother. They some things. Seem like on some of my worst days, I feel good. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah!
Bless him, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Bless him, Lord.
This ain't a... After a while away. No, sir. We've sung some good songs tonight.
Yes,
brother knows when old Leroy said, that old boy must know something about what he wrote about. They a lot of them in there. I believe they know something about what they wrote about.
Yeah.
Brother, they had it in here.
Yes.
Yeah. In here. You know where it works?
Yeah.
In here. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, it can't help itself.
Bless
it you. Can't help itself. It'll come out, my friend.
Bless him, Lord.
It will. It'll come out. It'll show itself. It'll show itself. I don't know. I'm not saying nothing for nothing, brethren, but I can tell you one thing. I get around folks, my friend, it don't take but just a little bit to figure out whether or not they're on the right side or not.
Amen.
You know that?
Yes.
I've had my heart to rejoice. Yes, sir, by meeting somebody. I'm talking about somebody brethren just out of the wild blue. And they get to talking, it wouldn't be but just a few minutes, Steve.
Yeah.
I found out they owed somebody out there.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He ain't of this world.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
He ain't got no address down here.
Yeah.
Thank God, but he's real.
Amen.
He lives in the heart of these people.
Amen.
Yes, he does. Righteousness. Rejoicing. Joy. Rejoice forevermore. Rejoice. When he was born, he come into this world. And the salutation was unto Mary, my friend, and on earth, peace.
Yeah.
And on earth, peace. Goodwill to me. Did he bring it? He brought peace. He didn't bring it like the world brings it. He brought peace, but he even said himself, he said, yay, he said, you think that I come to bring peace? He didn't contradict himself. He's the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Is he not? It called him the Prince of Peace. Yes, sir. But he said, you think that I have come to bring peace? He said, nay, rather the vision. He brought the vision.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Had to.
Yeah.
Think about it. Had to. The things that Christ brought to me and you, rather that we might have this glorious liberty tonight. Preacher, I ain't got no liberty. It's your own fault. All I'm saying. I got in the car the other day. I tell you. You have to watch, son. I got in the car the other day and I put it in drive and it didn't go nowhere. And I thought, what in the world wrong with this thing? And I looked around the best I could and I couldn't even find a brake. Ain't got it where it belongs. I looked around, I didn't see no signs, I didn't see no alerts. But I stepped on that gas. I stepped on it and it felt just like I had the brakes on. I got looking around, there's a little old button down there. I mashed that button. A lot of folks run trying to run down the road with brakes on. You know that?
Yeah.
You'll burn it up.
Yeah.
You'll burn more than one thing up.
Yeah.
It ain't good for it. Brakes wonderful when you stop, but when you in drive, they don't need to be on.
That's right.
You hear? They don't need to be on. Preacher, I'm doing all I can. Yeah, but you got the brakes on. You hear that? I like to see when you go down a field, I like to let off the gas. I like to see how they coast. Yes, sir. Some of them don't coast too good. Huh? Yeah, you do. It backs up. Or drawing back. It has something to do with the rear ends and the chomps. Yes, sir. And the
gear.
And the element. And the transmission. Yes, sir. The transmissions. You say, preacher, I don't know. Y'all don't relate things, I'm sure, like I do. But I've learned. I deliver these things to people. And I know one thing. Brethren, if Ford manufacturing ain't never done anything right, they've done one thing right. With a 10-speed transmission. Yes, sir. I love it. I like it. I can tell you, it's just as smooth, my friend, just as smooth as it can be. It is. Yeah, I'm talking about next thing you know, you're in 10 feet. Didn't even know it. Didn't feel it. Huh? Ain't none of this jerky hurting. Huh? Just smooth. You say, preacher, what's that got? That's the way I like to live for the Lord, ain't you? Just smooth. I like to wind up in 10 gear, thank God, not more. Brethren, the Lord brought some things. He didn't bring things to bind men. You say, preacher, he brought division. That was needful. It was needful that things be divided. And he's talking about home. He's talking about brothers and brothers. Yes, he was. He is talking about our isms and our schisms. Thank God he brought liberty. Liberty, folks. Did he not? He said, for Zion's sake will I not hold my peace. For Zion's sake, he said, I'm not going to hold my peace. For Zion's sake. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. Did you hear that? He brought salvation. He brought righteousness. Did you know that righteousness is what clothes you? Clothed in righteousness. Thank God, not ours, but his tonight. This is what he says. When he brings these things, he said, the opening of the prison to them that are bound. The opening of prison to them that are bound. He can set you free. He can set you free. There were some things that was not going to be anymore. He says, violence shall no more be heard in thy land. You say, preacher, there's violence on every side. That ain't the land he's talking about. That's not the place of his dwelling. The place of his dwelling, folks, is in our hearts. That's where he sets up his kingdom. That's where his kingdom reigns. That's where his kingdom shines. As bright. Bright. Wasting nor destruction within thy borders. What? No more. But thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. That's what he brought. You know, when it comes to God's way of living today, most folks are living way below the standard. Way below the standard. I'm glad of my raising. I'm glad of my raising. I wasn't raised in a household that thought a whole lot about church outside of Sunday morning. We'd go to church. Pretty much went to church on Sunday morning. It wasn't a Baptist church, but we went to church. But I'm going to be honest with you. That's about as far as it was. That's about as far as it went.
morning service, Sunday mornings. I'm glad of my raise. I've said that many a time. It wasn't until I was a teenager that I understood some things about why we went to church like we did. I'm not trying to be funny. But I want you to know, my experience several times, but I want you to know, without a doubt, in my life, in September 1970, I was 15 years old. One Wednesday night, I got saved. Born again. Bought by the blood. Redeemed. I got it all. But you know what? I had no clue what I had.
Yeah.
Except, I say, I know that saved. I know the Lord saved. I believe the Lord saved. I told the church the Lord saved. That ain't all. I started telling my buddies. And you know what, Steve? Things changed. It changed. From Wednesday night to Thursday. Wednesday, my friend, I was in the little game. Yeah. Thursday, my friend, I went and talked to the gang, and you know what? It didn't sound the same. It didn't. I didn't do that, see? You didn't hear me? I didn't do that. What they was talking, it just cut me. It just tore me all to pieces. And I found out something changed. There's ways to know.
Yeah.
Do you know that? There's ways to know. Symptom checks. We just got that right. Symptom checks. There's things, brethren, if you've got the right symptoms, then you can, what is a prognosis? You can give a prognosis.
Diagnosis.
Yeah. There we go. We'll give a diagnosis of what we believe the situation is. Based on all the symptoms that you have. I couldn't hang around them boys no more. You know why? I didn't talk about that kid no more. I did on Wednesday. Thursday, I didn't talk that way. I can't tell you what happened. Preacher, I wouldn't believe you. What? I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That. I couldn't do it. Bad. Did I still care about the boy? Sure I did. But I couldn't go to places they don't anymore. I couldn't.
Yeah.
They still ask me. You know what? It didn't stop them. Or what? Just like it was when they put the walls up in the days over there. And they put them up, the Bible says that they got the reading in the books of the law that the gates were supposed to be shut on Sunday, Saturday. And that there was not to do no servile work, and it's not to do no buying and selling and all that. And those that sold kept coming for a few Sabbaths. After a while, they quit. You know what? Didn't sell nothing. Wasn't nobody buying, was it? That's some symptoms, my friend, when it comes to whether or not you really know Jesus or not. They are. There's some symptoms.
There's some things, brethren, that come in your life that they need nourishing.
Yeah.
There's some things we need to build up. And I ain't talking about natural. But I will say this, it takes some natural effects.
Yeah.
It takes some things naturally to be done. Naturally, physically. Like sometimes you come to the place you have to say, no, I'm not going to do it. Well, so-and-so over there gets by with it. Reckon how much they get by? You don't know. All you see, my friend, is that they do. But they some effects. There's some effects for going against the grain. You know that? There's some effects for going against the fan, the wind, the elements. Listen, I know I've been scattered, and I know I have. I can't get it. And you won't say to the way I just can't get it. But the fact of it is, folks, there's a checklist of who we are. How we're identified. Yes, sir, Lord? The world identifies you. And I'm going to tell you something. They may woo you, but they don't want you. They want you to be what you say you are.
Yes, sir.
That's what they want.
Yes, sir.
Oh, preacher, why don't they just leave you alone? They ain't going to leave you alone.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, this over here, it doesn't matter. There's going to be another one. Then you over there, there's going to be another one. It doesn't matter. You know what the answer is supposed to be? No. I don't know that way.
Yeah.
I don't do those things.
That's right.
Huh? That's not right. There's a reason, see, that I don't do those things. Can I tell you tonight, my friend, it wasn't Randy that changed him. It wasn't me that changed me. My life changed. It changed, folks.
Yours can do
it. Yeah, man.
Let me rephrase it. Yours will. Will. I didn't have a problem with the changes. I did. Some folks did. Some folks had problems with the changes. They didn't like it. They didn't adhere to it.
There's some changes coming, and Jesus was bringing them. They was. And the Jew, for the most part, didn't want him. Didn't accept him. They rejected him. I'll bring my remarks to a close. I hope you got something out of the message tonight. It's good to be here. I appreciate you being here. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord.